New South Wales Ambulance Inspector Luke Wiseman is on scene at Singleton. Luke, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
It's not good. I just read the report you've sent down. We've got four patients, two critical. They're conveyed by chopper to John Hunter, are they?
Yeah, that's affirmative. That's affirmative. What we've had this morning, Ray, is a truck that's come through the Singleton Township. It's taken out multiple cars, approximately eight visible, pretty significantly damaged cars. So we're dealing currently with the scene of that. With regards to patients, we do have two critical that we have transported by helicopter. Mm. We've currently got two that are also going by road. Three of these are going to our trauma facility, and we currently have two on scene that will be remaining on scene and treating on scene.
Okay. The two critical, are we looking at the worst possible case? Are we praying and hopeful that these people are going to be okay?
Oh, look, we're hoping that they're going to have a good outcome.
Okay.
And our teams are certainly working with them and giving us our best effort.
Mm. And this happened, I believe, sometime just before 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, the call came in at around about 8:55 this morning to our 000 call centre.
Mm.
And we had a total of seven resources dispatched to the area. It has been quite a significant incident for the small township.
Mm. Shocking. Particularly that time of the morning when I guess people have just either dropped children off at school or on their way to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm. All right, mate, I appreciate you coming back to us on scene. And in relation to these people, they were all in motor vehicles. They weren't pedestrians or in the building that was struck?
Well, two of them were actually at a local cafe. The others were in motor vehicles.
Oh, my God. Just having a cup of morning coffee.
So, yeah, certainly. It's a pretty distressing scene here for everyone that's involved. But, look, we're currently working through it and processing what we need to do, and hopefully we'll have a good outcome.
Do we know the condition of the semi-trailer driver?
He's currently involved with police custody, and he will be assisting police with their inquiry.
Okay. He hasn't suffered any injuries, obviously.
So, okay. We're currently working with police on that one.
Okay, Luke. I appreciate your time. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Ray. Have a good day.
New South Wales Ambulance Paramedic Inspector Luke Wiseman on the scene in the Hunter Valley at Singleton. Now, just further to what's happened here, a critical incident investigation has been launched after the truck crash at Singleton. Just before 7:30 this morning, police responded to reports of a semi-trailer stolen from a service station at Murrundi in the Hunter Valley. The truck was allegedly sighted driving erratically south along the New England Highway through Musselbrook and towards Singleton. Now, it's most important that I report a pursuit was not initiated. There was no chase initiated. Given the size of the truck and the manner in which it was being driven. As the truck approached Singleton, officers deployed road spikes in order to stop the vehicle. The truck continued into George Street, Singleton, where it caught fire after crashing into several vehicles and buildings, injuring a number of people. A man in a vehicle, so that would be one of the innocent bystanders, has been taken to John Hunter Hospital in a critical condition. The driver of the alleged stolen truck was arrested at the scene and is in police custody. A critical incident team from Port Stephens LAC will now investigate all circumstances surrounding the incident, and it's subject to an independent review. Now, they had one person critical. According to Luke Wiseman, two are critical. Four patients are being treated. Two are critical. The others are being sent to hospital in road ambulance. The Westpac rescue helicopter has taken the other two to John Hunter Hospital. As I said, we hope and pray that all these people are going to be okay.